Yo, welcome to this week's episode, episode 114. Something a little bit different this week. For anybody who remembers episode 100, our infamous Clannad takeover episode recorded in Colorado Springs earlier this year. Off the back of that, we hosted our Belfast event in September, and we decided to do the same thing. No shortage of applicants for who wanted to host, but I thought it was only right that I allowed my mum and my sister to take charge this time round. As with the last one, I have not heard or seen, watched or listened to any of this episode, so as it goes live to the world, I'll be hearing it for the first time. So I hope that I enjoy it as much as you do, or you enjoy it as much as I do. One final reminder, the Pittsburgh After Movie will be live on our YouTube channel this Friday, the 27th of October at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have been specifically told and reminded by Ryan to let everybody know there is an Easter egg at the start of the After Movie. Please, when you see it, if you see it, if you work it out, tweet us at WeHackHealth. Enjoy the episode. Enjoy the After Movie. I'll catch you next week. You know that there has had to have been some sacrifice, whether it's time or nutrition or whatever it is.
I'm recording myself talking about having a relationship with my chest.
I'm Ben Kenny.
I'm Dave Kennedy.
And this is Hacking Health Podcast.
Good to go.
Good to go, Chris.
Are you so excited?
Yeah, we're excited. So I'm Trish, I'm Ben's mom.
I'm Grace, I'm Ben's sister.
And welcome to Ireland.
I thought you were going to introduce her. I thought you were going to say, this is Hacking Your Health.
Oh, this is Hacking Your Health.
Good job.
Number something, something, something.
100 and something.
100 and something. We're going in with true Dave Kennedy style with no plan. So we're just winging it and hoping that you're all going to contribute to the content. So I sort of thought, when Ben asked me on Thursday, would I host the podcast, I thought I'd research, I'll do a bit of find out about what he does, because one, I didn't know what a hacker was. So I want somebody maybe to say, what is a hacker? Who's going to give me the most? Thomas, what is a hacker? I know there's like good ones and bad ones.
Yeah, there's good ones, bad ones. Shit, I'm on the spot.
Somebody in like simple terms.
Yeah, somebody who likes to make things do what they're not supposed to do. Figure out how it works, break it, make it do other things.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps.
Finding creative uses of technology.
Okay.
Find misconfigurations, vulnerabilities, exploit them. Things.
Okay.
We read your email.
Mine aren't very exciting. Except for the shopping. Not very exciting. Okay, so this weekend I've learned what a hacker is. I've kind of learned what my son does, because my other children, I kind of know, because one's a barber, that's easy. One's a cocktail barman, that's easy. And Grace, she's a trainer in customer service.
No, that's not what I do.
All right. What do you do?
I'm a learner. I work in learning and development as a trainer, but customer service is like one small thing that I would train people on.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to read.
Yeah,
your...
maybe you need to do a podcast for me next, because you have a clue.
Yeah, but it was really interesting talking to all of you and finding out a little bit of your connection. So I'm kind of interested in how you find Ben. So I don't know, Monica, you look like you're nodding.
Yeah. So I used to live with a CISO, which is a chief information security officer, which is kind of like head of hackers in the company, and really smart girl. And I kept in touch with her. And a year ago, I kind of decided to put stop on what was a quite a long spiral down in my health, both my mental health, my physical health. And I said to my friend, look, it's over. I've turned the page. I started taking care of myself, going to therapy, going to the gym 5 times a week. I've been doing it for a few months and probably going to hire a professional soon. She knew of Dave through some of his talks and she listened to the podcast, told me about the podcast. And this was around, I think, episode 60 at the time. And it was funny because I just asked Siri to play the podcast in the car and I had no idea. So Siri always starts when you ask her that, usually by default on the last one. So without any context, the last one was saying, hey, we're forming a new group and it's opening up and now is a great time to sign it. So I just did and grateful for my friend and just really luck for it to be the right time. And
did anyone meet him a different way other than the podcast?
I was with him a few years ago as a one-on-one client. And I think I saw on Instagram when he was working in Gold Gym. And then I had left and then I came back when he started the group. So.
Okay. And are you a hacker, Sarah?
No. I work in finance.
Okay.
You need to learn what she does.
She'll know what she does before she knows what I do.
Yeah. Well, I know what finance is, I think.
Yeah. I
don't. Sounds kind of secretive, though, finance.
What, do you think it's like a cover-up or something?
Yeah, cover-up.
I work for an investment company and basically do kind of the accounting side of kind of looking at accounts and reconciling them, making sure money comes in, making sure it goes out.
Okay, so obviously all these guys then have something in common. So where do you fit into the conversation?
I don't know, they all thought there was a hacker until this weekend.
She lifts bloody heavy weights. That's how she
That is the right? common thing, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. And whenever Ben said he was going to do one of these events in Ireland, like you've travelled from everywhere to come here and it's freezing and it's wet and it's windy. I need to know why.
Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
The community that Ben's created is unlike anything I've ever experienced. It's literally changed my life in the last year and a half.
Okay, now I'm going to try not to cry.
Oh my God.
I will be happy if you're first. Then it's okay for me to cry. I'm going to say this time around, we were debating whether we were going to come or not, just because we've done 2 others. And we've been traveling around other places this year, so it's been travel heavy. And then Ben told us that you were going to host a big party. And we were like, we have to meet his mom. Like, we have to meet his family. Like,
I would have been happy to come to America to somewhere nice and hot, though.
It's just, when we talk to each other about Ben, really, Ben is genuinely a really nice guy and he cares. So we were like, well, we really want to meet his family and where he comes from and just enjoy a more personalized version of the events.
I think that's what it is.
But on a weekly basis, we all own air fryers.
I'll have to think of a really good purchase.
A product.
Yeah, product.
I'm on my second one in a year and a half, so.
I could be sponsored by somebody.
Yeah, you should be. But Ben will mention Trish and recipes at least once a week to us.
Okay.
It has changed the way we live, It's not just about a diet. It's a lifestyle. It's a community. And I don't know that I was expecting someone to yell at me when I ate too much or didn't get my steps in. But I have this entire community to rely on when I'm up, when I'm down. It doesn't matter what it is. And I didn't expect that.
So food is a big part of our lives because I've worked in food my whole life. But because Ben is 10 years older than Grace, they have a very different memory of childhood.
I don't think we do. I think me and Ben have a pretty similar memory of childhood.
They all say I didn't cook.
She didn't. I think we were pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Said that you taught us independence.
Yeah. I taught you independence. But I think when Ben was younger, I did cook.
Oh, right. Okay. Cool.
And then whenever I was a mom, single mom, at this stage of four children, I had to work. So I didn't always cook. So I taught them these life skills that if they wanted to eat, they had to cook.
Sort it yourself.
Yeah.
No, Billy, we often do have that conversation where we're like, what did mom make us when we were younger? Like, we have no, you know, people would say, oh, my mom used to make this. I can't remember anything.
Well, everything you made in the last couple of days has been excellent.
I didn't do anything. Mark did that. I'm just a good front person for it all.
You can cook. I just don't have a lot of memory of it. That's all.
On the topic of food, is one way, when it comes to community and families, the easiest way to show and express love and care for other people. And when it comes to food and hats groups specifically, what I found out is that part of why I wasn't cooking more is that I really wasn't prioritizing taking care of myself. And so really having your recipes and occasionally, you know, making them and just really paying attention to your diet is a form of self-love. And when we gather together, we all cook and we all share recipes, and it's a form to care for each other.
Good. So food, let's talk about food. I've seen you eat lots over 3 days.
Don't tell Ben.
Good. Do you feel like you're on your holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's calorie free. So
well, you know, not every time. And he doesn't give us free calories every time. The past events, you know, we'll look at each other and we're like, oh my gosh. Like, what are we gonna do? Like, every event does have like sweets out, just like freely. I'm like, what the heck? I wasn't expecting this. Like, you know, you come to exercise, but there's like sweets all over the place. But this time around, he's, at least for us, he's...
I bought the sweets, so.
Not you didn't buy the sweets for the past events, though.
No.
And they've always been.
But
there.
I did buy sweets when I was buying food. I had my first protein bar yesterday. I was chatting to Laurie about my first protein bar. Well, I came up and I was starving, and I was like, I'm not going to eat for ages. I need something to eat. I'll have one of these. And I really struggled to eat it. They really.
What do you have?
The lemon grenade.
Oh, wait, first.
So I think everyone, like,
did I pick the wrong one?
I think everyone with their first protein bar, it's like, I don't think anyone's like, oh, I loved that protein bar. And because it's, you're expecting almost like a candy bar, right? Like, because like they're giving you like these flavors that look like a candy bar or something like that, and it's like, well, that didn't taste like a candy bar because it was dense, maybe a little chewy. It also depends on the brand, but
yeah.
I would say we probably all share, like, we've had a protein bar that was, like,
what's the best protein bar then?
Oh,
barbells and barbells. Animal bars.
Yeah.
There's a barbell, or maybe they're not anymore, but I guess, yeah.
We'll get you a good
You have
one.
Another
yeah.
one?
We'll yeah. I don't know, because even last night when we were eating, I was like, thinking I'm still full from that protein bar.
That's something it fills you up.
Yeah.
And have you eat the cold oats?
No.
That was definitely not a passed down recipe.
I am not an oats person. I like Weetabix. Not oats.
I am an oats person, but always
hot.
Yeah,
if I eat oats hot.
Oh no, the people have spoken.
I'm on fire.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It is a big debate here.
Do it. So who's for cold?
Okay.
Who likes cold?
I will take both.
Yeah,
but I like hot.
Ben tells me I like cold.
I'm hot.
Yeah, I'm hot.
But I would take a pie.
I never knew so, you guys make them hot until I was at my first event.
Oh my god. Oh, you haven't lived life.
But there's a difference between Ben's cold oats and overnight oats.
Oh yeah, overnight
like
oats. Like
overnight
are not...
oats are okay, but cold oats are
I think overnight oats are worse.
Yeah.
Because they're really...
They get so often.
Slimy. Yes, thank you.
When I'm in a rush, I can't wait overnight to eat.
You make them the night before, Sebastian. You make them the night before, Sebastian, so they're
so
ready.
It's meant to be, so it's quick in the morning.
Overnight.
That's
you don't wait on them.
That's a hack right there. You're a hacker.
Oh, good job.
What, do hackers work 9 to 5 or do they work like...
Oh, no, that was a definitely not laugh.
No. Like what do hackers work?
I think we try
whenever we have to.
So our ideal hours are 9 to 5, like a normal person, a normal job. But I would say some roles may be up early in the morning, say some may be up late at night or never go to sleep, just depending on what is occurring. We may be responding to incidents. And so that's kind of what makes the general hacker community, quote unquote, an unhealthy community.
Because you're up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, and then you're also like, and I'm hungry, and like, oh, maybe I want a candy bar because that's really easy, or I'm going to order pizza because I don't have time to make stuff. And so, And so I think that's kind of where I think a lot of us, like, we're trying to change that, and change our
relationship with
food. Our relationship with food. I mean, obviously, we can still have those things, but maybe not at those times, or maybe in better moderation, and not eating a whole pizza or something
like that. But I think we also have learned to change our thoughts about work. Mm-hmm. So we can't sit at the desk every day. We have to get our 10,000 steps in. Take meetings while you're walking, but take self-care as much as you need to work. You know, I got 30 minutes of sleep one time in February, and Ben's like, you can't do that. I'm like, you're right, I can't. It's not good for me. I'm not going to win an award for working this much. I'm just going to not better my health. So it makes us think of things that we don't think about when you don't take care of yourself when you're just working a job.
So whenever you think about, so say you want to exercise, and you find Ben, did you ever think that it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't going to be exercise, it was going to be everything? Because when I watched you do, you know, working with Sean doing the 555, like, has anyone ever done that kind of breathing techniques before? Or?
The first time I ever did it was in Colorado, and I know some of us were here, and I shared with the team, it changed just in the immediate portion of it changed my life.
Yeah.
As with all of this, I was like, I was like, who wants to breathe? This is, you know, I'm thinking this hypnotizing stuff is they get the clock and you
put you to sleep.
It's nothing like that. It just by breathing, you can change your outlook on things that happen to you in the past or things that you want.
It's like Kara, when Kara was talking yesterday about, you know, the first thing she does when she wakes up is she thinks this is going to be a good day. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the first thing I think about when I wake up. I think about all the things that I have to do. Has that changed with you?
Ben has taught me one thing, gratitude. I wake up with gratitude. I go to sleep with gratitude. When I found it really challenging, he has me write down things that I'm grateful for during the day. And it would take me an hour to think of 3 things. And I've got a lot of things going on. But now I could just keep writing. You're one of the things that I'm thankful for.
Aww. Thank you. I write a gratitude journal as well. Ben taught when I was sick, one of the things that he did was buy me a gratitude journal, and he said, just write 3 things. And I was like you at the start. I was like going, okay, 3 things. What am I grateful for? Okay, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful it's a good day. I'm grateful I can go for a walk. But now, yes, it's so much easier. It just flows. Oh my God, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to breathe. I'm grateful that I'm here. I'm grateful that I met all of you. Do you know? So it's just like a natural thing now to
it changes your perception of things.
Do you all write in a gratitude journal? All you big buxom men? Yeah? Yeah? Armand?
Not actually, but I should.
You don't? You will?
I
will. I want 4 copies of your gratitude journal.
I'd say I don't write mine down.
You think
but,
them?
You know, I'd say like there's actual like conscious times where I'll just be sitting there and be like, yeah, I just went through something really like crappy, but I just sit there and I'm just like, but what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for my family and my son. Today's a great day. It's not raining. I'll just sit there and like go through it. Okay, well, and it just helps. Like, I just get on with the rest of my day.
I think if you write them down, though, you can read them back. I would read them back a wee bit sometimes and see how far I've come and what I the way I think. And Ben taught me that. I didn't teach him that, you know. So, yeah, I like a gratitude journal. Do you do a gratitude journal?
No. I think I'm a pretty positive outlook on life in general. Like, quite a positive person. Maybe I would try it. I would try anything, to be fair. So,
yeah.
Of what he's, say, preached, but I'm not the right word, but talk about how's this doing, what it's led to for these ways, more of an intentional living.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I do is more planned out, more thought ahead. I'm, instead of reacting to everything, I'm forward thinking, like, okay, I have this going on. I can do this, I can do that, which has changed my outlook on everything and my ability to handle more and everything else, which has been really awesome.
Do you think as a couple that has helped you?
Yeah.
Do you talk more? Like, do you think you talk more about things that you're grateful for or things that you're looking forward to more?
I would say lately. Yeah, in the beginning not so much, but...
Because I know people say it improves their relationships, but obviously we have a couple here, so theirs must be brilliant.
It has been great. I wouldn't say it was like perfect or anything, because life's not perfect, but it has definitely greatly improved not just our life, but definitely our relationship and our relationship with our children. And it makes it so much easier that we're both in this together.
Yeah. That's really nice. I know one of the things that I do with Grace's son, Allo, is, you know, when you ask a child, how was your day? And they go, all right, what did you do?
Don't know.
Don't know. And then you try and keep going. So I always say, tell me three things that you did today. And then now he just gets into the car when I pick him up and he goes, I did.
Yeah. Someone said to do your sads and glads. Do your sads first. That's Madison's mom, actually. Told her to do that.
Sads and glads.
Me to do that. Your sads and glads.
Okay.
Of the day. And like the sads are okay because you're allowed to look back and say that you maybe bad things have happened that day, but then you do your glads after. Basically the same thing as the gratitude, but just expressing it, I suppose, in a different way.
Yeah.
I think it's nice. I was wondering, so has any of you had like a coach before? And how is that different now with Ben compared to any past experiences you might have had?
Our past experience was a lot less than what Ben provides. That was more, you know, showing up to the gym once or twice a week. And there was no real plan. It was just, you know, okay, let's do this machine. And then, all right, maybe let's do this other one. And then, yeah, okay, this other one. And then you would ask questions of like, okay, what should I be eating or anything? Just nothing that adds out of a package.
Chicken and rice?
Yeah, basically, like just...
Hell, me's chicken and rice.
There was no intention. There was no data.
Yeah.
There was no, why are we doing this? It was just, do this, you know, and do this. And she had a loose idea of what to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all we knew at the time. So it was like, that's what we'll do. And so I heard the podcast and them talking about kind of a different way of doing things and being data-driven, being hackers. I'm all about data and data points and looking at how things affect things.
Mm-hmm.
So that really spoke to me. And so that's what made me join. And, I mean, it's proving fruitful. So it's really awesome.
Yeah. There was just no care of what we were really doing outside of the gym. Where Ben, you know, cares. He wants to know. You know, like on the check-in sheet, there's so much to fill out.
Who is it doesn't do a check-in sheet? You all do.
We have to. I think mine doesn't.
Todd? there might be a few others that don't, but yeah, I think Todd's probably the
Mike
most.
And Todd are the same person.
Yes.
I've learned that.
Yes.
It's like Bike Club, we can't really talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is being recorded.
You just told us all that he doesn't fill. He told everybody himself.
Yeah, he did.
He told everybody himself.
But that's part of this is the community that we made
and everyone knows that story, or if you don't, you're going to find it out when you come to one of these events.
Yeah.
And, but with Ben checking in, I mean, there's been times when I haven't been active in the community for a week and I'll get a text and a message, yo. And I know that means he's just checking in.
Oh, we didn't do the yo at the beginning.
I told him I wasn't doing it. He could do it himself. So.
We'll
do it
at the end.
Literally do it right now, and Ryan will put it at the beginning.
But that's I know somebody out. I've got a great family. I know they care about me, but I know I've got this community, but I also know Ben's thinking of me, and he wants what's best for me.
Do you think, though, like I'm always a great believer that everybody should have a mentor in their life? Do you think Ben is that person? Is he a mentor? Is he a coach?
I do.
Is he a friend? Is he all of them?
I think he's a life coach, mentor, all of those things.
Because when people ask me what he does, I always say he's a life coach.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also enabler. So I think I've had more than 5 different coaches, and I think all of them were good. And it's more to do with me that when I reached out to Ben, I needed more support. Because previously I was looking for physical support, but I wasn't unhealthy per se. This time I was unwell physically and mentally. And Ben was the only person that met me where I was at and said, it's okay that you're here right now. And I'm going to walk with you for now. And we'll just make small steps every day. And I promise you, it will be a little bit better very soon. That's all he said. And over time, when I look back, what he did is really somehow empowered me to believe that I can be a better person. Because that was what was holding me back. I was at a place that was kind of dark, and I just didn't believe that I can be energetic, that I can be athletic, that I can be stronger, that I can rest well, that I can sleep well, that I can be in good spirit, that I can be at peace. I didn't believe it then, but I do believe it now.
Do you think he's taken away self-doubt?
Yeah, I think what's special about him in the beginning is really that difference. And back to Jen and Tom's point, I mean, now that I am in good shape and good spirit, all these coaches are stopping me and they're like, do you want to work out with me? I was like, where were you? Because when I was down, no one would talk to me. No one but Ben. Ben saw me and he knew that it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. So who's newest to the group? Okay. Yeah. And what's it like when somebody, what happens with the dynamics of the group when somebody new comes in?
Is there an induction process?
Is there like a vetting process?
Yeah.
Go on.
There's Luke. I was just joined to the channel in my absence, so I didn't have my drawings on, but Ben added me to the Discord channel. And next day I woke up and he was impatient for some pretty strange questions.
Are you the quizzer?
I don't know if it's strange.
What's the questions, Luke?
Strange.
We'll go odd.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you checking?
Give me a second, yeah.
Okay. And how did you find the group? Did they welcome you, or are they very cautious of you coming in?
Hi, welcome. Nice that you're here. And also, I just used the chance to meet them in person, at least a part of them here. That's why I'm here. Said, okay, better than just finding out in online through just chatting. And,
I think
my impression of everyone is like expected it to be. Like everyone has the same mindset, wants to change themselves. Don't judge you because you're just not as fit as them. We're working on the gym. I'm pretty new. I'm not doing as much as everyone else. Nobody judges me. Everyone says, you do it, you get it, you will be there. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Because at one point we've all been there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not that I would care, but it's very nice that everyone thinks like that.
Both groups have people that are very active, and then there are some people that aren't as active. But I think everyone's getting something out of it.
Yeah. Who's the longest here?
Guess that's me.
But I think Luke has to turn on this questions first.
Let's go with questions, Luke.
What do you ask a new person?
I say, hi, mate. I say, protein or water / milk first in the shaker.
Quick, break that down on what that's actually asking, just so that...
I know.
Because water. You've got to put the water first.
Yep. No, you're wrong, dude. That is your preferred answer.
Well, he's judging you after.
But wait, if you don't put the liquid in first, surely all the bits get stuck.
No, you just gotta shake harder.
Oh, okay.
Or just be more efficient. Anyway.
Okay.
Cold or cooked oats?
Okay.
Then a slightly loaded question. What air fryer do you have? What's your favourite pre-workout? Coffee? Avocados? Beard or no beard?
Which is funny when it's a female joining the group.
Because they're usually like,
well, it doesn't really matter, but I guess I prefer a man with a beard.
I was like, who doesn't want a beard?
Blue cheese or ranch? That was someone else. I think
dressing?
Todd probably wanted that one. I don't fancy either.
Blue cheese.
Then this is definitely mine. Marmite or Twiglets? And ginger or nah?
There's a ginger cat here.
As in ginger hair?
No, as in the root.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, right. Ginger. So you're not just asking them, are they ginger?
Well, they can choose to answer these however they want.
It's open to interpretation, is it?
It's an introduction.
Did you answer?
I love that.
Did you answer?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I think everyone. There are now more questions because.
Yeah.
We have a new member.
Extended now, right?
Yeah. And
I think she's a. Is that Gen Z? I mean,
Megan?
I don't know.
She's younger
than. You can ask because. She may watch this. I mean, but her questions are, and I don't know what I don't know what hoka is. Hoka or on for running.
Hoka.
It's a trainer.
Hoka. Hoka.
It's a trainer.
Yeah. I thought you meant like hooker.
Yeah, that's what I.
I think that's a bit off question.
Who doesn't know what that is either?
The F word is not allowed, but hooker is going to make it in there.
Right. Apple or Samsung or Google.
Okay.
Linux or Mac OS or Windows. Leg or arm day is more fun? Push to prod without testing in dev or nah. That's a classic one. How many times have you pushed to like prod like, straight up?
On a Friday.
On a Friday as well.
Is there any other way?
Before the weekend, yeah. Ask for forgiveness or ask for permission. Tacos or burgers. Liquor or beer. Would you skydive?
No.
Craziest thing you've ever done?
I hate that question.
Me too. What's the craziest thing you've ever done? Mike?
Yep.
Sold all of my belongings and I moved to a different country. I went there with four backpacks.
Okay.
Pretty crazy, I guess.
Yes.
And are you still in that country?
Yes.
Right decision then?
Yeah. It's been 5 years enjoying it. Never looked back.
Okay. Craziest thing, Sarah.
I don't know if I could repeat it. Not for a podcast.
It was a second.
Talking with you, maybe.
Yeah, well, probably. Don't ask me if it's like. I can't even remember. I have one.
Go. On Sunday. I swam in the sea in Belfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the answer because I can't swim. Yeah. I was just screaming. I mean, you were going crazy. You're trying to support her, and I'm just here.
I'm so
sorry. I scared the guy.
Thomas has nail marks from you, not her.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not both.
I was undecided. We're all just like.
So, what did you think of the Irish Sea?
It was nice.
It's so good.
Cold ramen.
Cold ramen.
Cold ramen. Cold ramen. Salty. Seaweed inside. Muddy.
No way.
Not clear.
But it could have been eggs.
I think today would have been a really nice day for Brompton because it's
pretty. Really?
No, because it was like when the sun's shining there, it's just really stunning.
Because it was so miserable outside. Yeah. It was raining. We were cold anyway.
Zero and then when you got experience. Into the ocean,
it was actually warm. Inside than outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was actually warm for everyone.
Did everybody get in?
Oh, yeah, oh. Yeah. Who lasted the longest?
Randy.
Fair play.
And first in, last
first
out.
In, last out.
Yeah,
good. The only one that didn't go in was Ryan.
I know, but he had a camera.
Yeah.
It should be what? Excuses.
You think excuse me?
They make GoPros. Like.
Yeah, all the fun things to do in Ireland.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you, but beforehand, we wanted to get you something. We're not only sharing your family, but Ben with us. He told us you like gin.
I do like gin.
That's so snazzy.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you.
We will take questions.
Oh, my God.
I have one more thing I want to ask, but you do the questions.
Did you ever think that your son would start an organization where people would actually believe in it so much that they would tattoo it to their body?
Well, that's my question.
great mom.
Yeah, let's talk tattoos. So who has a tattoo? We Hack Health.
No,
We Hack Health.
So, number...
Who got them today? Oh, did you get matching lovers ones? His and hers, We Hack Health.
Oh, Mom.
No, we got slightly different ones.
So Ben and I have two matching ones.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
We would like to note the only child she's got matching tattoos with is Ben.
And how does that make you feel?
Oh my God. Oh no, I'm fully accepted.
She's my favourite girl.
The only girl. We do have this chat all the time that Ben is the favourite. I've been trying to get family matching ones for ages, but it's hard to coordinate everyone. There's so many of us.
See, Ben taught us that.
Health as well.
That's an excuse.
All right, okay.
You can do it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just do it.
Okay. He's the problem, though, because he's
always
away.
Yeah, he's always never here.
Yeah.
He's always with us.
But exactly. I am interested because a tattoo's for life. Like
There's 11 now.
You have tattooed We Hack Health on your body forever.
After I had cancer, I had the date I was diagnosed with cancer on my wrist. I was 37 years old. I got one other. And then when we were in Vegas, I was like, you know, I'm committed to this. So I went and got it. And now we have 9, 10, and 11 with Lonnie.
Brilliant.
It's more than just We Hack Health, at least for us. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Do you think it's a reflection on this period of your life?
Yeah, and just kind of the journey, the education, and the commitment to moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's,
and we've lost weight before. Like, I've lost 50 pounds of my own before. But it just goes to show how beyond losing weight this is. Like, knowing Ben now, we know, like, he doesn't really care about, like, he does care. He doesn't actually care about, like, the actual number of how much you've lost. Like, he cares about the whole human. And that's why we have Sean, and that's why, you know, we have Kira. Like, he wants you to be healthy in more than just physical ways. And so I think that's why this has been so successful and why it touched us the way that it's touched us and why I went and got a tattoo. And I know people are going to look at me and look at me and be like, you're crazy, like, why would you do that? Like, cult.
No, it's a team.
I don't know. I think tattoos are personal.
Yes.
So whenever we walked the Camino last year, so there was myself and Mark. Ben was my only child that came. My favourite child, is that it? Grace didn't want to come.
Wait.
She was asked, no, but she didn't want to come.
Hold on. Who had to look after your dogs?
Yeah.
Me. Every time they go away.
We could have Kira come back and you guys just do a whole episode with just her and you.
Yeah.
I think we will have to unfold here.
But we walked the Camino, and Ben, of course, as he is, well, everybody has to get a tattoo at the end. Now, I'm talking, there is like friends of mine who don't have tattoos were looking at him going, no. But one of my friends that I used to work with, she said, okay, I'll go. So we all were lying on the beds together. Five of us out of the seven got tattoos. So we're all lying on the beds together, and she got the tiniest little shell. And she was too scared to tell her children when she got home. So it took about a month, and then she'd had a couple of glasses of wine one night, and she showed her children, who are like 18, 21, like that kind of age, and they were like, you're not going away with her again. What have you done? You know, they were totally horrified that their mom had got a tattoo. But yeah, he does lead you astray with the tattoos.
Lead you astray.
But it's not like indicator that we're more committed or less committed or part of the community. It's just for us that we
have
a tattoo, and it's tied to the community as well. But like, for those that don't have tattoos or don't want to, like, there's no less commitment or anything like that. The tattoo is more personal for us.
Yeah. And will you go for number two then down the line?
We already have tattoos, but we
this
will
is
have
number
many
nine
more
for me.
With the logo and the changes. So.
Yeah. That's an out of date.
I think
good point, Luke.
That logo.
No brand changing.
Okay.
Yeah, no brand
even changing. If it did, it wouldn't matter to me, because this is when the journey started for me. Last year, my health was deteriorating rapidly, and it was either a do or die moment for me. And this was the do part. And so no matter what changes, like, it still has meaning to me for this time.
In your life, right. Yeah.
So whenever you have a mentor or a coach or whatever it is, you have them for a period of time usually. So Ben usually gets you to commit for a year. Is that, yeah? So
that was one of the interesting things with him. When I first got on the call, one of the first things he said to me was, yeah, I want you to commit for a year, but I don't want you to sign up with me forever. I want to get you to a point that you can live this way and live healthy and live well for the rest of your life. I'm not going to be there. So I need to educate you in the year. And the other trainer that we worked with, it was kind of a indefinite thing. You know, just keep paying me money and I'll keep working out with you. And that really signified to me, like, it's not just, he's not just in it for the money. He's not just in it to have a client. It's, I want to educate you so you can go forward and be healthy. Mm-hmm. And the impact that that's had, not just with the two of us, but like my kids, and I've got family now and friends, coworkers that are like, what are you doing? I'm able to share that education that I never had growing up, but he's given me to get to them, and the impact that it's having on them is profound. So it's just been a snowball effect, which has been.
So do you think you have, like, when you get to the year, is that it? Because obviously you've been here longer than the year.
I'm almost on 2 years.
Yeah. So what makes you keep coming back?
He
doesn't leave. He's.
You should say Tyler's been to every real life event. So.
Yeah.
He's just in it for the trips.
Yeah, no, that's my excuse to my wife to be able to.
This is on video.
She doesn't watch the podcast. So for me, like, I could lose weight on my own. It was the accountability piece, and I know, like, I don't want to let Ben down. Obviously, I'm in pain. I understand that whole concept is a business, but I still think, like letting Ben down, like, it's almost like letting my mom down. Like, he's not even like,
or your dad.
He's like, I'm not, like, I always get that, like, he never says it, but like, when your mom says, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. Like, he never says that, but like, he kind of like gives a look in like the check-in video, and then he's just like, oh shit. All right, I'll get my steps in and make up my steps this week. But,
and do you think with other trainers, they didn't really care, or they just said, yeah, okay, give me your 50 quid or whatever
it
is?
It wasn't even close. Like, with other trainers, it was exactly what Jen and Thomas were saying. It was like, I'd show up, they had a routine for me, but they wouldn't give me like a routine for the days I wasn't with them. They wouldn't give me any nutrition. They'd just be like, oh, don't eat too many carbs. Oh, okay.
And the education around cool. what you're doing.
Yeah, and then, yeah. And so,
like a Ben's got all of these clients. Whenever I had a personal trainer and went to the gym to meet them, I never felt like they were just focusing on me. Ben's got all of us, and this is just a small group of what he works with. When I'm talking to Ben, there's no one else in the world, but I literally feel like he's focusing on me, and I have that hour, that 45 minutes or whatever. And the video I get him, we get the video, a one-on-one video every week after our check-in, and I'm like, changing this, changing that. But I re-up just because I have new goals. I didn't expect to reach the goals that I had in a year. I surpassed them, and now I have new goals. And it's not just fitness goals, it's life goals, it's, you know, work-life balance, family goals, and he helps me be the best me for that.
But it's also, like, this week, even there was another client from face-to-face time when he was here in the gym that joined us, Michelle.
Yeah.
And he's like, he had made the comment to someone of basically, you know, just because you're not my client anymore doesn't mean you're not like part of this family. So, you know, I still care. Like, mm-hmm. you still come around. Like, I still care about you. Mm-hmm. But it just shows
how much you care. Talking about the tattoos, because we've gotten the question of like, okay, well, when you're no longer in the hacks, like, now you branded yourself. It's like, well, it was still an important pivotal time in my life. So it's not like, you know, oh no, now I'm no longer in the group and what am I going to do with this? No, it's still very indicative of like what we've gone through.
But I also think we signed up for life. So, yeah. But there's a bond that we all have from this entire, and whether you're a paying client or not, you're still part of the organization. Mm-hmm. You can still interact with others. It's not like if you're not a paying client, you get kicked out of Discord or you can't participate. We have relationships outside of this as well.
Do you ever have any little bickers, like any little fights or anything?
Mom wants to know the crap.
Start the car. What do you mean about what?
Like with each other?
No, I don't.
Like, what do you have prior to buy?
Well, you know, I think the worst.
Each other.
The worst thing you can do is the cold oats or the warm oats.
Okay, fair enough.
There is a line in the sand there. But other than that, I honestly, there's none of that drama.
Because no one wants to bring any negativity to the chat. Yeah. Like, if you've got nothing positive to say, then you're going to say it.
But
we're also accepting of, like, if you're having
a bad day, like, yeah,
you can tell us.
Yeah.
And it's both of the groups. Like, you just tell us, and then like we're supportive or help out, or just there to listen. I mean, so
yeah, and everybody really, like, you want to see everybody else doing well. Like, if someone's putting up that they had a win, you're like, everybody congratulates you and like that. Yeah, yeah. So you're having struggling with something, yeah. Somebody puts up, yeah, that,
especially
somebody
when they're down. You. I mean,
and we all push each other on to do better as well.
Yeah. We notice when people aren't checking in because there's a lot of interaction. I mean, I went to bed. I'm used to being on the East Coast time. So I went to bed and woke up 5 hours later and there were 40 messages queued in Discord while I was asleep.
You think you'd miss something major?
No, it was just chatting. I mean, Meg bought a piano.
If you've had a bad day, and if you open up about it, if you say, I'm having a bad day because of this, or X, Y, Z happened, you're going to get a number of people that are going to be there for you, and whether they're going to say an encouraging word. Some of them will offer their time if you like to talk to them. Some of them will tell you a story about a time that's similar to what you're going through. And so you always have that.
We've all heard Todd, right? If anybody in the group, not just anybody on the internet, if anybody from the groups in the greater Boston area didn't have a place to stay, He'd give you the bed and he'd sleep on the couch. Now, granted, Yogi might eat your fingers.
It's a risk.
It is a small risk, but that is the type of relationship. I mean, and if I go to Kansas City, I know I'm going to have dinner. I know all of these different people, and I wouldn't go there without checking in and saying, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I think that's a quite a special thing, that there's so many people that you've now connected with from all over the world that you would probably never have met if it wasn't for this, but now they're quite important people in your life.
Yeah. Not just this, in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly interesting, though, the amount of empathy that you get when you first come to the group, because I think that's a major connection, right, with all of this. We can empathize with where we're at in our lives. And as we were talking about the struggles, and, you know, I met Mike at the train station down in Dublin, and we're just talking about some deep stuff right off the bat. Yeah. You know, things that I probably wouldn't have said to anybody else. The same thing with, you know, Jen and Thomas and some others, right? And so I think it really is an open and accepting place, which has been nice. Just because, again, nobody has that gym bro mentality, which is really good too. And I had a conversation with somebody about that. They were like, what are you doing? What is all this stuff? And I would describe it. And they were like, well, what's the support like? I said, it's fully supportive. There's no gym bro. I can outlift you. I can do this. I can do that. How come you can't do it? Why aren't you doing this? Kind of a mentality, which is nice. And everybody's like, yo, man, I got you. What do you need? You know, you're doing that. That's awesome. Keep going. Keep moving. You know, it's that kind of a group, and it's very encouraging, you know, where you almost look forward to getting that notification on your phone, like, oh, so-and-so posted, what's going on? What's happening? You know, and so it's been really, I think, overall, you know, just kind of listening to everybody else, it's been just a good place to be, and it becomes a second family, you know.
It is a family.
Yeah.
Do you think that I've never had an online coach before? So I obviously have had coaches. Grace has had personal trainer, you know, but
have
not.
You been train you?
No, I have.
I
yeah,
really
I have.
Good online coach, if you want to.
I have had Ben. When Ben first started in the gym, he didn't have any clients, so I was the dog's body. and I did go to him, but then as his clients started to build up, I got ditched. So,
are you saying that on camera now?
Kind of like someone who has to watch the dogs during the community.
Yeah. But I'm just interested. I don't know how motivated I would be with an online coach. That's why I'm just interested in how you find it, you know, that you're not going to the gym once a week and meeting this person. You're doing it online.
He's 3,000 miles away, but I still think he's watching me. Yeah. I still am motivated.
Do you all have a cardboard cutout like Dave? No, that's the next thing you all need.
It's coming to the merch store next year.
There you go.
It's that data, right? So yeah. That check-in sheet,
yes.
We're constantly filling out data. And so there's a lot of self-awareness that comes from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not just the check-in sheet, but the tracking your food, your calories, all that stuff, macros and everything else, you become really self-aware of what's going in, what's going on, how your body's reacting. And so you almost, and then you have Ben on top of that once a week pointing out like, hey, this is trending this way. Let's change the program this way. Let's do this. Make sure you get that done. Hey, you slipped up here. You need to fix that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the case is, or like, hey, you had a fantastic week. Do it again. You know, and that motivation, so it doesn't feel like he's 1,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And then because the community's there as well, it's constant. You know, we're all talking to each other all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not just the support, but it's like, hey, how do I do this lift? Or if I want to increase protein, what are ways I can increase protein? Any questions?
Eat those awful protein bars.
Which one tastes better?
The lemon one is
The Oreo ones in there?
The grenade Oreo ones are good. Amazing. I like the Fulfill white chocolate peanut butter ones. They're really good. Yep. The caramel.
You have really good taste.
Yeah.
Orange?
I'm not a citrus person, really.
So let's go back to food. What have you tasted in Northern Ireland that you have never tasted before? 15!
I can't wait to video those yesterday.
Yeah, they were so good. I've
never had them. We don't have them
No, you don't.
No,
they are North
15s
thing.
Are native to the north of Ireland.
You slept up earlier, but it's fine.
I'll take the chocolate.
I think what you've done, what I saw these days, is you've built a foundation of this amazing, very big blended family. And from being in one, I kind of see what it takes. So you have multiple people and they all have different needs at any given time. And so it's important to spend time together, but it's important to spend time one-on-one and to really make sure that those one-on-one bonds are also protected and nourished. I think that's what you passed on Ben, and I think that's what he's doing. He's just applying what you taught him. And he's using that because he's bringing us together to have joint experience, whether online or offline. But he understands that it's important to take the time and care for the one-on-one and to sit with me, to sit with Randy, to sit with every single person in whatever shape or form. And now, how great that we have technology to support that, to be able to do that remotely as well. But that's the sauce, and it's your recipe.
Very good. I think, though, that, you know, when you're a mom, I was a mom when I was 19, and I was on my own, and nobody really teaches you what to do. You kind of just wing it, and they all
you
look
told
at
me forever.
Yeah,
just wing it.
Yes, wing it. You don't know if you're doing it right, if you're doing it wrong. But I just think I always instilled in my children to be a good human and to be kind. You know, and I think I've achieved that.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Yeah. Don't be a dick. Yeah, and I'm not afraid to tell them if they are being a dick.
Neither is he.
Yeah.
We also get don't eat like an asshole. So
yeah.
There is some of that.
Well, I didn't feed them, so I definitely didn't say that.
See, on record now.
Yeah, social services will be after me.
I think it's too late, but I don't think we can be taken away.
But it's funny, I think an Irish mum is... it's very sort of, they're very protective, especially of their children, male children. And I don't think I am like that, but she thinks I am.
You are.
The Irish families are like that.
Well, they're baby boys. Baby boys.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah. So I don't know. Do you have any questions? Any reveals that you want from us?
We don't have any. We said this earlier.
What's it called? What, Monica?
Spill any tea on them?
Yeah, we were trying to think in the car if we...
Yeah, we were trying to think on the way up if there was anything.
No, it was pretty
normal.
Yeah.
Funny from the childhood.
What about his hair?
Yeah.
He had some interesting hair.
I should get some pictures posted of his bad hair.
Yeah.
Ryan, and I'll put him in the podcast.
Yeah. And we'll go right here. We'll have, yeah.
Straight to Discord.
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah. You know, when your 15-year-old child says, I want to dye my hair blue, and you go, don't be a dick, and then he comes home with blue hair.
I need to see that.
Yeah.
He's going to kill me for bringing it up.
But you know, like, I love Ben when he was wild, when he was partying, when he was drinking bottles of Hennessy. I supported him then. Do you know?
Of course you did. You love it.
Yeah, I love a good party. So, you know.
It's a real good party we found. So.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what he does as his mum. I love him and support him. And obviously it has been amazing to meet all of you and kind of learn a bit about what he does. And am I confident in saying what he does? I know that you don't train in customer service. Maybe I'll get my title. Alex is a barber. I can say that.
Alex and Luke are pretty easy.
Yeah. And I think when I say Ben is a life coach, I think that is the right terminology for what he does. But yeah.
But after meeting your other kids as well over the last couple of days, you've done a great job.
Yeah. I make good children.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Scared the cat.
I want to say I don't like cats, but maybe that shouldn't go on record.
Keep that in.
Are we in the blooper section?
I love cats. No.
But thank you for coming to Northern Ireland, and hopefully I will get to be on tour maybe next time. It'll be triple bunk, me, Ryan and Ben.
Phoenix is coming up.
Yeah.
Mark. Mark as well.
Mark as well to cook. It's not for the conversation.
It's going to be a whole entourage at this point.
Yeah. I know.
You still have a sibling to meet as well, actually.
Yeah, you're going to meet Luke tomorrow. No.
Yes, no, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah. On Wednesday. But yeah, no big reveals on Ben's childhood.
Todd likes dogs, so if you want to come over, we'll send Todd over here and he'll watch your dogs.
Oh, so I can go? Great. It's like she looks after my child, I look after her dogs. And we have a good deal going there.
Child, no, we would not leave the child with Todd.
Okay. Noted.
Yeah, so I have to make Todd, Mike. Is he Mike Todd? Todd Mike? Not either?
One or the other.
Is he not called in? What's he called?
His true name is Mike.
Yeah.
But we all call him Todd.
Okay.
It's Todd of love.
It's taken me 3 days to learn your names. Now you're confusing me.
By the way, you did a great job. I'm very impressed.
Yes. When she, like, talks to us, she'd be like, oh, how are you, Tom?
It's because Mark doesn't remember anyone's name, so Mom has to go, okay, and he's like, which one's that? And then you have to do some sort of descriptor.
Yeah. So up in the car, I was telling him, I says, I'm gonna make you name everybody. And he's like, I don't know anybody's name.
But it's not because you're
don't let Ben know, but we were able to get the recipe for the guacamole from Mark. Ben won't tell us.
Oh,
he makes it every time we meet. But we kind of know now, so we still need him. I think he thought that was the only reason we kept
him. I know. I think that was my recipe, in fairness.
You would think that.
When I cooked for my first child.
Oh, but all Ben was eating guacamole. Just bowls of guac, is that all Ben?
Yeah.
I think, what do you used to make of apple sandwiches?
No.
Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure someone used to make those. Did I make that
maybe
up?
Maybe my mum.
Probably was your mum.
She was not a good cook.
Just a sandwich
with an apple.
Apples in it. Wow. Like, you would eat like a banana sandwich.
Yeah,
it's
like Nutella.
You would.
Well, you would. Well, I would.
I'd have a peanut butter banana sandwich.
Yeah. Or Nutella banana.
Not in Hampton,
Luke. Or to tell a peanut butter and banana. All three.
Luke, would you put the banana on first or the peanut butter?
Yeah. That's another question.
You have to add that now.
Without context.
The peanut butter has to touch your mouth first.
What?
So it's got to be on both sides of
the
bread.
So it's on the outside. Yeah.
Does the Hacks group have somebody who's asked all the questions for all the new people? Or
no,
we
might start doing
it.
Yeah. You have to dub someone in the Hacks group as the question.
Well, they should come up with their own questions.
Oh, that's true.
Initiation.
They could
process.
Hack them. They could hack them.
Well, they are Luke's questions.
Yeah.
It's not going to be
They're mine and Todd's questions. So, like, yeah, they're pretty awful.
I think they're great.
And it's always great getting the answers because, like, just like judging the answers.
Do you have a spreadsheet on the go?
No, I do need to collate the answers.
But the way you judge people with an emoji,
with the peep thinking. Sometimes
you have your own one.
Someone answered with some really good.
What about the new face?
Yeah, you do it.
That's more for reactions. So, I just send a picture of myself again, I guess. My square head. It's an awful picture.
I can take it.
Is you to that one?
No, an emoji.
It was terrible. But,
we can do a new one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Why tomorrow?
Because we're going to go for a run tomorrow.
For the gym.
Or the gym or after.
Before.
I don't know if I'd go for a run round here. You get lost.
Did you go for a run this morning?
Yeah.
You did?
5K.
Good job.
You didn't get hit by a tractor?
Nope.
No.
There was one.
You could run faster than a tractor, to be fair.
I don't know about you, but I can't. So.
Well, I can't. I'm not a runner, but like tractors are pretty slow.
They're not looking out for you.
Yeah, around here.
No.
I think we only met two cars.
That's why you have to run fast on it.
Yeah. It's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I'm not very mobile, okay?
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Any final thoughts? Because I think Ryan's free. I know. He's pacing.
I've been looking at him like, oh, he looks cold.
You're not giving him your blanket, Jeff.
Nope.
Sorry. Don't touch him.
What about how will you remember your first, is it your first visit to Ireland? Some people? Yeah. Obviously not you, sir. First to Belfast? First, everybody's first time to Belfast? Yeah. Okay, so what will you remember most? Sebastian.
Oh, you put me on a spot. I remember the most...
15s.
The water. The water in the beach when we were jumping in the morning.
Oh, no. Cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll remember the family aspect of it all. It's just a lot more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling Thomas this morning, this feels more like a retreat. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, we're not just here working on, you know, exercise, like our bodies, but our minds, our souls, just the, like I was saying, overall human. So, yeah, just that touch of, you know, Ben's family, knowing, getting to know more about him, because he knows so much about us.
Yeah.
So just having that.
Well, it's a big thing for him to bring this personal life into his work life.
Yeah.
And this is probably the first time that he's done that. And it's the first time we've done many jobs together, but in this job, it's the first time that I've obviously met Dave, but, you know, not. So, Luke, what about you? What's your memory of Belfast? Sitting on a barrel with a blanket. In the
My
middle.
Glutes are painful. it's probably the ocean again, because I can't swim. So I rip my shirt off and I'm like, let's do this. And then people were just taking ages to go in because nobody was just standing there like,
yeah, that's how I remember it.
You're straight in there.
Yeah,
you're not. Right. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm from New England. Cool. It was warm water for me.
Oh my gosh.
But once you're in there, like that initial shock, I'll forget that because you just have that inhalation of it.
Yeah.
And then you settle down and like, you know, old Luke would not have done that.
Good.
Old Luke would have been like,
towing.
Maybe I'm too tired in the morning to go and do that. Maybe I'll drink too much and sail a bit too poorly. So yeah, I reckon the horrible ocean where my feet got bashed up by thousands of rocks. Yeah.
Tyler, Belfast, and. Two words.
Two words?
That was it.
No, you can say more than two words.
I think I'll remember the food. Like, I'll come back, but I don't know if I'll be able to have this great memory of all the food that we've had. And, like, your sweet potatoes that you made last night. Right?
And I did. That actually
is actually.
I'm usually not a fan of sweet potatoes, but I ate it and I was like, this is delicious. This could be dessert. Like, I was like,
yeah. I want that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I sent the recipe. Randy?
It's been really enjoyable to see what makes Ben tick. What's behind the scenes? Because he's seen a lot of what makes us tick, and we've heard about everybody, but to actually see it. Beautiful countryside, and Helmy really is a big boy.
Yeah. And he really does eat chicken and rice.
Yeah.
But the nicest guy you will ever meet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike? Sorry.
Two words, cold and wet.
Yeah. Yeah. Positives.
Some of what everybody has said, I think the session was really great because this put the personal in the personal training almost. Mm-hmm. You know, getting to see, he showed us where one of your old houses were as an example. Mm-hmm. We drove past it.
Oh yeah,
and all the places he worked.
and meeting the family and so on. It's been really special from that perspective. The cold water, I genuinely did not want to get in it. I did get in, and before I could even take the breath, I was out again. So I don't know what you're talking about in terms of that cold breath. Like, mine wasn't there. And then that the training session with Halmy was, it was really simple. The workout was very simple, but just the level of intensity that it was at was really great. Actually seeing how you can take a very simple workout and still, kind of burn yourself out with that. That was really great.
I've never been sore.
Yeah.
Monica?
I think Belfast must be some sort of haven for a really good mindset. Because, yeah, the country is beautiful, but the environment kind of dictates you be this good, positive person. Like, from the get-go at the airport, where card machine's not working, bus driver lets me in regardless, then I think the Hacks group really lived up to that atmosphere right away, inspired by Ben, because I just sent a text to everyone, we have this cafe at the Mac. I didn't expect anyone would turn up. I was not alone. Could barely take a call because everyone came in, started open up, sharing right away. I just felt overwhelmed by positive emotion and being welcomed from the get-go. And I think people of Belfast really showed me that, yeah, we could honor this beautiful nature we have and life can be good and happy. That's kind of how I feel about the trip. And I have the sweet potato recipe.
Sarah?
You know, I enjoyed just from the get-go. Everything's been brilliant. Like, training session on Saturday, yeah, that was brilliant. My legs are still sore. I'm hoping they'll be back working by tomorrow. The meditation or the thing with Kira yesterday,
You were emotional?
Yeah. I had to, walk out of the room and, take myself away for 10 minutes to kind of, bring myself back down and to go back up. It was really good, and I have to go reach out to her. I think she's going to do a retreat, and I think that's something I'd definitely go to again. Even that 1 hour, I got so much out of that, so I'll definitely do that again. And that's brilliant. If I wasn't with Ben, I wouldn't have been opened up to something like that. And the same with Sean. If someone told me a year ago I would have done this 5-5-5 club, and it would make me feel amazing after it, I'd yeah, sure it would. But it really does. 15 minutes of your day, and you just, it can change your mindset for the whole day. You can wake up in a crappy mood, do that 5-5-5 with Sean, and feel
like, do you do the 7 a.m. one?
9:00, 8:45.
8:45
at work, but I try to.
Okay. Sebastian?
Yeah, everything. It was my first big WeHack Health event. I mean, I've been to Munich, but that was the smallest one. We were only 6 people.
Yeah.
But it's really great to meet everybody, hear everybody's stories, share stories, and the whole setting just being in an awesome place in the middle of
nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
And it's the whole setting, the whole setup, great food, great people, great sessions with Sean and Kira, great cold water. Yeah. I worked a lot on myself the past months, this week, and it will continue. It will keep working in myself. And
do you think you'll go back recharged, re-motivated?
Definitely. I'm so psyched to get back and just
and not eat sweet. Yeah. Andreas?
Yeah, I can just agree. For me, it was a little bit 6 weeks later onboarding to meet everyone. So
your induction?
Yeah. it's like crazy, and everyone is so nice and great. So for me, that's what I'm getting from this event. Things like meeting everyone in person, get in touch, making new friends, with the same mindset. Yeah, that's what I'm getting from it.
Confirmation that you did the right thing.
I know I do the right thing, otherwise I wouldn't have started, but yeah, there are so many people with the same mindset. It's great.
Ari, Belfast, your thoughts?
So, it's kind of a lot of things, right? I think the water and everything, the touring is wonderful. It's been a beautiful city to go through and very, very nice people to go and talk with. But I think, you know, for me, really it's about connections, right? And being able to connect with people on a different level. And, you know, it kind of goes to your question earlier too. Well, when you're on these online calls and Zoom calls, how do you really feel? And that is one aspect of it, right? And it's nice, but when we all get together and we get to actually shake hands, give hugs, you know, and actually talk face to face, it's a totally different experience. And that connection is something that drives me then to the next event, right? That has me looking forward to that. And then, you know, keeping in touch with people even afterwards. And if I'm in a city, like, you know, Randy was saying, hey, you know, I'm going to be around. You want to go out to dinner? Absolutely. You want to go work out? Yes, bring your clothes. You know, so I mean, it's just kind of everything, but it really is for me about the connections made over the past couple of days.
I feel like I missed one of you two. I can't remember who spoke, but let Armando and then, yeah. Did you speak on behalf? You spoke on behalf. Okay, right, yeah. Yeah, no, let Armand go and then Thomas can finish us.
Effectively, meeting people is something really important. It has no value, honestly. And meeting you, all your family understand how Ben is and what, understand totally why he make us better. This is really important.
How long have you been with Ben?
1 year.
1 year?
Yeah.
Wow. Good. Right, Thomas, the final words.
Came for the lifting, stayed for the tears. And everything else, everyone else, and it's been incredible.
Good. And you still have 2 more days.
We do.
So, all good. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, thank you for letting us into your community.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you've done for us.
Yeah.
So when are you getting the tattoos done?
When am I getting what?
Your tattoos.
I've got my tattoos.
Well, I wasn't invited.
Me and Grace.
We weren't invited.
We'll get ones together.
We'll
go get them.
Oh, by the way,
I'm joking.
In the States, we actually have a tattoo gun that we can. Todd is in possession of it. Yeah. So
Ben bought it.
I would let him tattoo me.
Ben?
Yeah, I'd let anyone talk to me, to be fair. I'm not fussy.
I don't know.
I would go Ben. Avoid Todd.
Yeah, I would say draw a line there.
Be like love.
I just think even if it's like really bad looking, it's still, it's like a fun memory. It's a good anecdote, isn't it?
Do anything wrong, but he might lose attention.
Yeah, but I do think it's like an anecdote, or it's like a story to tell, if it's bad.
Right around the corner.
Yeah.
I'll babysit.
Are you going to go?
Well, then you look after the dogs.
No, well, we can't. We need both to be able to go.
Yeah.
We can never be away together, us two.
I know. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We got through it without crying.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I know. I might reflect later.
Just open the, you should open the gym.
Well, no. So last night, whenever we were going to sleep, so Mark was really tired, obviously, with cooking.
Oh, yeah.
And we were going to sleep, and I started to giggle, and he was like, "What are you giggling at?" And I went, "I'm giggling at Thomas and Jem because they spent about 20 minutes telling me about their beautiful children and talking about them. And then Then they got on to the dog, and Thomas was like, would you see a picture? He hadn't once shown me a picture of the children.
That's very more.
I don't think the kids should listen to this.
We won't listen to it in the car. I'll
talk to Sean and Kira in a few years.
Dog, straight out, yeah. Photo.
That is very Mark.
Yeah, I know, that's why I was giggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's us.
Should we let everyone get in and get warm?
I know. Wonder if they cooked any food.
Oh yeah, maybe.
I'm hoping Ben took care of his food wise. So.
Yeah. Thank you for the gin, everybody.
Thank you.